This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Ledra Craig, Appellant. Decided September 9th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri. Number ED1112801, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus 2122CR0045901. Ledra Craig, Honorable Madeline O'Connelly, Appellant. Filed September 9th, 2025. Before Robert M. Clayton III, P.J., Lisa P. Page, J., and Michael E. Gardner, J. Ledra Craig, Appellant. Appeals from the trial court's judgment entered on his convictions and sentences of murder in the first degree and armed criminal action following a jury trial. We affirm. Background: Appellant was charged with the class A felony of murder in the first degree and the unclassified felony of armed criminal action. He was tried by a jury in April 2024, during which the following evidence was adduced, viewed in the light most favorable to the verdict. 1. At 5:52 p.m. on February 5, 2021, victim returned home from work and parked at the end of his cul-de-sac in the Lindenwood Park neighborhood in the city of St. Louis. Neighbors testified that they heard a loud noise and looked outside to see a white sedan speeding away. 1. When reviewing a criminal conviction, appellate courts view the facts and any inferences therefrom in the light most favorable to the jury's verdict. State versus Story, 901 SW Tude, 886, 891 Mobank, 1995. 2. One neighbor, who was a nurse, went outside and observed a white car backing out of the dead-end street. She found victim shot and without a pulse, he was pronounced dead at the hospital. The medical examiner testified the cause of death was homicide from a single gunshot wound to the head and neck. The officers found a shell casing near victim and received other eyewitness reports of a white car. Officers obtained video footage from victim's wife and another neighbor, leading police to determine the suspect vehicle was a distinctive white Toyota Avalon sedan with a sunroof, possibly alloyed wheels, and a pointed vent window on the back end that stood out, driven by a black male wearing all black. Police obtained other videos from a real-time crime center showing what appeared to be the same vehicle nearby at Arsenal and Jameson Streets at 5:55-54 p.m., the same day as the shooting. Video footage also showed appellant parking his white car outside of his residence at approximately 6:10 p.m., which is about how long it would have taken him to drive home from the scene of the murder. On the morning of March 7, 2021, an off-duty police sergeant stopped at a gas station in the Lindenwood Park area and saw the suspect car wanted in his investigation of victim's homicide. The sergeant followed the vehicle and saw a young black male driving, wearing all dark clothing, a hood, and a mask. He said everything started to match up. He processed the license plate and it did not match the car. Once the sergeant determined probable cause to stop the vehicle, he called the officer on duty to do so. Responding officers stopped and arrested appellant, who told the officers he had no weapons. However, during a safety pat-down, the officers found a black handgun with white paint on the handle in appellant's waistband. Officers seized and emptied the gun, which had been loaded with one round in the chamber and six shells in the magazine. Appellant admitted he was the only person who drove his car. 3. After appellant was arrested, he consented to a search of his phone. Appellant's phone logged the date and time of his location in Lindenwood Park on February 5, 2021, between 5:30 and 5:34 p.m., just before the homicide took place at 5:52 p.m. A video was downloaded the day after the homicide with a news story and picture of victim. Appellant also identified himself by victim's first name, Donald, during text conversations on February 7th and 10th, 2021, in which appellant inquired about purchasing a Glock 19 firearm. The jury found appellant guilty of first-degree murder and armed criminal action. The trial court sentenced him to consecutive terms of life imprisonment without the possibility of probation or parole on the murder count and 15 years on the armed criminal action. This appeal follows. Discussion. Appellant raises 2 points on appeal. In his first point, he alleges the trial court clearly erred and abused its discretion when it overruled defense counsel's motions to remove juror number 204 and replace that juror with the alternate, when, during the presentation of evidence, he informed the court that he recognized one of the state's witnesses and later saw appellant in shackles, being transported from the elevator to the courtroom. Appellant argues this violated his rights to a fair and impartial jury, due process of law, and a fair trial under the U.S. Constitution, Amendment 5th, 6th, and 14th, and the Missouri Constitution A.